Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Adani Football Friday. And what would a Football Friday be without our friend and yours, Mr. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post Gazette? Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Ray, I first want to check in on some injuries. Artie Smith told the world that Zach Frazier should be ready to go. Who else is sort of, or was sort of, on the bubble this week that's either in or out? The Herbigs, the Pattersons of the world. I just want to get all that straight before I make my official prediction and beat Donnie on predictions again this week.
So I think Patterson is going to be in. Herbig, I think, is going to be out, guys. He's only been limited the first 2 days. I would be very surprised if he plays on Sunday. And then the other ones who Mike mentioned on Tuesday, I mean, he mentioned Corey Trice, but they didn't even open the window on Corey Trice yet. So Corey Trice is probably still a week or a couple weeks away.
How about the new guys, Ray? Mike Williams, Preston Smith, do they get, I don't know, a half dozen snaps, maybe around 10 snaps, or do they get none at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think Preston Smith, due to Herbig's situation, will probably play just that, you know, 15, 20 snaps as the third outside linebacker, assuming he's got the playbook down. And he's a longtime vet, so I assume that's not going to be, an issue. I have less of a feel for Mike Williams. He worked quite a bit with the ones on Wednesday. I'm kind of 50-50 on that. He could get a helmet. He could not. But if he does, guys, I'm not expecting a lot of playing time. I think they're going to work him in gradually. I'd say if he does dress, I'm going to say, 15, 17 snaps, something like that.
Donnie, did I in fact beat you on our bets last week predicting the games? God bless you.
I don't think I had a very good week, so probably.
Good. That means I'm catching up. It's like the quiz show. You had a giant lead, and now I'm catching up. Ray, are you sick?
I am not sick, but apparently Pony and Chris are, so maybe they passed it on to me through the phones line.
Yeah,
phone
and
lines yesterday.
I also feel like coughs get shortchanged, that we salute sneezes with a God bless you or a Gesundheit, so I want to make sure I start saluting coughs. Donnie, you on board with that movement?
Physically saluting or
that, sure, or I said God bless you to Ray after he coughed.
I think we could start that movement.
Yeah, why not? Ray on the other side, there's, oh, look at Ray's on the screen. Look at that, Donnie.
He's always on the screen.
You can watch us on YouTube, this show, or go to 937thefan.com. Speaking of injuries on the other side, our friend Jolie Nelson would like to pipe in with a question, Ray.
Ray, would you expect new commander Marshawn Lattimore to pretty much cover George Pickens throughout the game, or might we see Emmanuel Forbes on him as Lattimore kind of gets his feet wet with this Washington system?
Yeah, I think they're probably in the same situation the Steelers coaches are this week. You know, as long as Lattimore, there's no communication issues, I think with outside corners, it's usually pretty cut and dried. You know, you stick on this guy. So if they want him to follow George Pickens, I think they'll do that. But, you know, when you get a guy midweek, you know, what happened here in Pittsburgh and in Washington and a bunch of other places. Just temper the expectations for a week or two. All these guys are really good players. They're going to make an impact eventually, but I just wouldn't expect it to be a big impact, you know, 4 or 5 days after they arrive.
Fan text line, you can communicate with Jolie Nelson on your own. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Speaking of the whole receiver situation, Ray, I mean, honestly, one of the biggest stories of this season has been the disappearance, although you'd have to arrive first to disappear, of one Roman Wilson. What are we to make of this whole story? Are we ever going to see him or no?
I suppose somebody else can get injured, Joe, but I think if everyone else stays healthy, where does Roman Wilson fit? And again, you're talking about him having a hard time jumping on a moving train to begin with. Now he's going to jump on a moving train, as Tomlin loves to say, for a second time and late in the season when you're making a playoff push. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose he could come back if there's an injury, but if not, I think he's going to probably get that redshirt year, and hopefully he can come back next year and you know, have a better season.
Ray, Najee Harris playing probably the best football of his career. His last three games have all been over 100 yards. Do you expect more of the same of that on Sunday? And then how do you come down this week, since that's probably going to be a weekly question at this point, how do you come down on if the Steelers made a mistake not optioning him to that fifth year?
Well, he's going to have a shot this week because the Commanders' run defense is not very good. So assuming the offensive line continues to block well and Russ continues to hit some shots down the field to open up that running game, yeah, Najee's going to have a chance to do that. Now, in terms of him, you know, the Steelers making a mistake or however you want to frame that, I'm not there. You know, they really like Jaylen Warren. He's a restricted free agent. They have plans to keep him. Cordarrelle Patterson signed a 2-year deal, so he's back next year. And I think you could always add another running back either through the draft or through, you know, free agency in the spring. So when they made that decision in early May not to spend that $6.7 million, I think they did it knowing full well that if Najee had a great season, he was probably going to price himself out of their range.
And yet our colleague Jerry Dulac said in his chat this week, Ray, that he's always felt and still does that Najee will be a Steeler beyond this season. What do you make of that?
Well, they're going to have to pay for it then, because we just saw this week that Hubbard got, what, $8 million over 4 years. Now, you know, these running back contracts, guys, you got to really wait to see what's really true. I haven't looked it over the cap just yet, but I know $15 million was guaranteed to Hubbard. So I'm guessing the first 2 years are guaranteed, so $7.5 million a year. I mean, listen, that's the going rate. That's what Jacobs got in Green Bay. That's what you're going to have to pay. So if the Steelers want to pay that, they'll have the cap room. But you got to remember, they got T.J. Watt coming up. They got this quarterback situation coming up. They're going to have to spend a lot of money elsewhere. I'm not sure running back is going to be at the top of their priority list.
Donnie, when I hold a finger up like that, my index finger, that used to annoy Malzi because it means I want a follow-up question. He used to become very annoyed with that. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I think it's a good way of nonverbal communication here.
I thought so. The people watching on YouTube might be wondering about that. When I stare straight ahead, I'm staring into the camera, not weirdly at you, okay? Because every time I look in the camera, you look up like I want you. I'm going to use hand signals.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Signals, okay? No eye signals, all right?
I got it.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, Ray, I mean, they're a run-first team. I'm of the opinion that running backs can be found in abundance, but that doesn't mean they're all the same. Right. And, you know, you mentioned the quarterback situation. I think no matter what with Russell Wilson, he's not going to go out and command elite quarterback money. So if that means you can afford the luxury, and I would call it a luxury, of paying a couple running backs reasonable money, and it's never big money. I mean, Najee's going to come in at less than James Daniels and Larry Ogunjobi and people like that this year anyway, what their numbers are this year. He'll come in probably at less than those guys. Right. To me, it's like, what's the big deal? And if you're a run-first team, why wouldn't you do it? And thirdly, they have a history of rewarding their own guys, the guys that they picked when they're A, productive, B, you know, highly competitive, and C, well-liked, like respected in the locker room. And I think Najee fits all three of those. Do you?
I do, Joe, but it goes back to the question, why didn't they pick up the option in May?
Because, well, this is, again, according to our colleague Jerry, they wanted to see how he would fit in Arthur Smith's right. scheme. To me, it's a resounding really good right now, at least.
Yep. I agree with you, Joe. I think Najee is a really good fit in this offense. But if you go back and look at Arthur Smith's history, he got it done in Tennessee with Derrick Henry. He always had good rushing teams in Atlanta. Say what you want about his record there, 7-10, 3 years in a row. They could always run the football. And in his first year here, he's proving he can run the football. He knows how to do it. So I don't think Najee Harris, if they don't bring him back, it's going to mean the Steelers' running game is going to, you know, take a big hit. So it's not that I don't think Najee's a good player. I think he's a really good player. But I just don't necessarily think that they're going to spend a lot of money on a running back, especially, as you know, Joe, you can go and get one in the draft, probably third or fourth round, and that guy's going to end up being a good player.
Ray, do you think the – go ahead.
I was going to say, where was Hubbard drafted?
I want to say fourth like round.
Yeah, he was like a mid-round pick. So, I mean, that's just further proof of what we're talking about.
Do you think the change in Steelers front office personnel since Najee Harris has been drafted plays a factor here? Because I don't think Omar Khan and Andy Weidel ever would have taken a running back in the first round. And I also think if Kevin Colbert was still around, he would have probably already exercised that option and they'd already be working on a new contract.
I think that's a very insightful question. That's why we have a Donnie Football Friday, Ray. That's why we lift all them weights. Seriously, that's a good question.
Yeah, they probably would have hit the ground running. If Omar and Andy took over a year earlier, we would be talking about a third offensive lineman being drafted in the third round. That's what they do. Or probably this year is probably going to – or next year is probably going to be a defensive lineman, because that's really they got to shore up that side of the ball too. So I think that's going to happen next year. So, you know, you're right. You know, maybe the front office has a role in this. Tomlin's always been a Najee guy. You know, I think Tomlin was on board with that decision in May. I remember in OTAs we talked to Mike about it, and, you know, he pretty much echoed what Jerry reported. You know, they wanted to see – how he fit in the system. So, listen, we're going to talk about this from now until, March gets here. And I think it's a good topic. Najee is doing really well, but I don't think we're going to know the answer to this question until after the season ends.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Ray, back to the trade acquisitions. I would like you to assign a grade to each of those.
Yeah, I like the Preston Smith move a lot. I think when you have 4 good outside linebackers, that gives you a nice little rotation there, and it gives you that insurance if one of your starters goes down, like we saw in the playoffs last year, or in TJ's case, right before the playoffs, that gives you a really good option to go and at least have a puncher's chance in a playoff game. The Mike Williams thing, I think it's more – it's chemistry. How is he going to fit in with Arthur Smith, with Russell Wilson? Both those guys talked about how well Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin have been doing since Russ took over at quarterback. So I think there's like a delicate balance there that both those guys have to strike with their play calling and the personnel packages and with Russ distributing that ball. Things are going really well for this offense right now. And, Mike Wilson has to – he's the one who has to get on the same page with everyone else. They're not going to bend over backward to involve him. So I think he can be a factor, but, I think it might take some time for that to happen.
They lead the league, Ray, in running plays out of 13 personnel. They love having 3 tight ends on the field at the same time. Do you think now that they have added a receiver, maybe we see a downtick in that and maybe more of wide receiver usage?
Eventually, and it might happen this week because Michael Pruitt is back on the injury report with that knee injury. He's been really in and out pretty much all season. He's just got one of those deals this year where that knee's been giving him problems. So he's a big part of the running game when he's in there. He's a good player, good blocker. We'll see what happens there on Sunday. But, Connor Hayward's going to be involved. We know Pat and Darnell are going to be involved. But, you acquire a guy like Mike Williams, you're going to find a way to get him into the lineup, and it could be at the expense of a guy like Hayward, or in case of this week, Pruitt, because he's probably not going to play.
Joe?
Yes, Donnie. It's 11:22. Time to make that call. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. I apologize for that awkward pause. I was trying to look up a number that I was going to use in our internationally renowned numbers game today. Oh, here it is. 3. You just mentioned Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth has not had more than 3 targets in a game since week 4. This is according to Steelers.com. And has only 1 game this season with more than 4 receptions. Meanwhile, he's actually caught 26 of his 31 targets. It seems like he's a guy they should go to more, Ray, and why aren't they?
Yeah. Maybe they need Mike Sullivan to come in and call the plays for a series or two. Remember last year, his first game, they threw it to Pat like 12 times in a row at Cincinnati, and he had a bunch of yards.
Or do they, Ray? I don't know. I mean, the passing game's been good. Do we overrate the idea of, oh, my God, they have to use Freiermuth? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Nah, listen, they paid him that contract. They want him to be a big part of the passing game. I always go back to how good he was in the red zone with Ben that first year. I mean, he was really good. I mean, he can go up and get 50-50 balls. Ben was not afraid to target him. Russ was 0-for-4 in the red zone against the Giants. Maybe over the off week, maybe they sat down and say, hey, let's start to target, Pat more in the red zone. I think that would be smart. They're doing well everywhere else. You don't want to tinker too much when things are going the way they're going. But the red zone is the one thing that maybe you can question about their offensive operation. So I think that's the perfect way to get Pat involved.
Well, bringing up the red zone, Ray, they were 0-for-4 against the Giants when it came to scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Now, 2 of those coming back due to penalty, and then Pickens getting the same foot down twice, not 2 feet down, so it would have looked a little bit better against the Giants. But in this game on Sunday, do we maybe see a play or two with Justin Fields running the operation in the red zone?
It's always there, but I was sitting there Tuesday at Tomlin's press conference. I just get the idea that he wants Dan Quinn and every other coach to think that that's going to happen, but I don't know that it's a definite part of their plans every single week. I think it's going to be in the playbook. They're going to practice it. But as long as Russ is putting up 418 yards of offense every week, as long as they're, you know, scoring, you know, high 20s or whatever the number is since he took over, I don't think they're going to force feed that. But, you know, the one area you could see it is goal to go situations. Justin's really good down there. So if you're going to do it, I think that's the area of the field that you want to do it in.
All right, Ray, I have a homework assignment for Jolie Nelson and possibly for Donnie. There's a guy on X who's coming at me for giving Mike Tomlin credit for his record against rookie quarterbacks, which is the third best of any head coach since 1950. He's 25-6. Don Shula and Hank Stram are above him in winning percentage. This guy wants to give Dick LeBeau all the credit and says since LeBeau left, Tomlin's record against rookies isn't all that good. It's all about Dick LeBeau for this tweeter, which, as I said to Donnie earlier, I don't think when they bring up Don Shula's name here, somebody says, you know what, it was Bill Arnsparger, his defensive coordinator, who did all that, not him. So I need to know, I want to know every rookie quarterback that Tomlin has faced, Jolie. That's a good little class project here, including everyone he's faced since LeBeau. Ray, doesn't he deserve a lot of credit for this?
He deserves credit. Listen, he's the head coach. You know, I forget what year it was. Pretty much, you know, when he took over in 07 through maybe, I don't know what year, 13, 14, Dick was pretty much in charge of the defense. That changed, you know, near the end of Dick's tenure, maybe Mike started to get a little bit more involved. So it'd be a good little assignment for Jolie as well. Maybe look at break it down.
I think so.
With when LeBeau was here and then when he wasn't here. I do remember last year, C.J. Stroud tore them apart. Now, I know, I think Minka got hurt in-game that year. I think Casey was tossed out. But C.J. Stroud was all over the Steelers from the start of that game. So that the most recent one that sticks in my mind is not a good one for Tomlin.
Well, what about Bo Nix this year? That's the most recent one that sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
They destroyed him, and Bo Nix has played well almost every game since, Donnie.
I actually found
that. I was going to say, he missed a bunch of open receivers against the Ravens. That game could have been closer, but he was a little bit off the mark. But, yeah.
I actually found a whole list, Joe.
Please.
Of Tomlin against rookie QBs.
Then let's dive into this. Just start reading them.
Now, do you want since Dick LeBeau's departure?
Yes.
Okay, so it did not start out well. He lost the first two after that. Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott both in 2016.
Yep.
In Wentz's case, they killed the Steelers in that game in Philly, if you remember.
I do, and I remember the Dak Prescott game was one of the most exciting games ever played at the artist currently known as Acrisure Stadium.
A week after the Dak game, they did beat rookie Cody Kessler, one of the million quarterbacks that started for the Browns, so there's a win.
Yep.
They beat Deshaun Kaiser twice in the same year on the winless Browns team.
Yep.
They beat Baker Mayfield in 2018.
There you go.
They beat Ryan Greg Finley in 2019.
Yes.
They beat Kyler Murray in 2019 as well.
I was at that game, Ray, as were you. T.J. Watt had an incredible interception in the end zone. Do you remember that?
Deontay Johnson had like an 80-yard punt return.
That was the
and he ran backwards the whole way.
That was the Duck Hodges era.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, they beat rookie Joe Burrow in 2020.
Did. Yep.
How could you forget this one? They beat Jake Luton of the Jacksonville Jags.
Jake Luton. If you would have asked me 10 minutes ago, is Jake Luton a person? I would have said, no, I don't know anybody by the name of Jake Luton.
Here's one on a Monday night.
He was Luton free for that game, Donnie. Go ahead.
on a Monday night in 2021, they beat Justin Fields and the Bears, but narrowly, 29-27.
Okay.
They lost to C.J. Stroud.
Yep.
And Dorian Thompson-Robinson last season.
That's not good.
They did beat Will Levis and Butthead last season,
yes,
though.
Yes, they did. They beat Levis and Butthead.
And then they beat Bo Nix earlier this season.
So give me a winning percentage. Give me the record since LeBeau while Ray and I discussed this. Ray, I hit my groin on the little ticket taker thing in the first game that was ever played in that Arizona stadium, as a quick aside here. Were you at that game or were you covering Pitt back then?
First ever game. I was probably still covering Pitt.
It was a preseason game the year after the Steelers won the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 40, maybe, or was it the Santonio Holmes one? The next year, they opened their preseason in Arizona in that phenomenal new stadium, and I was happily and giddily walking in there and walked right into a metal post that cracked me in the groin. That's one thing I remember from that trip. The other one was Jerry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was going to say I was still covering Pitt at that point, but I covered the Steelers, but only during the week. I wasn't making the road trips at that point.
That was a good time to cover Pitt basketball, wasn't it?
DeJuan Blair heyday right there, what, 08, 09, yeah.
Were you at the Thabit game?
I was. Ron Cook was there with me.
Really? How about that, Donnie?
Yeah.
Ron and Ray covering the game when DeJuan Blair broke Hashim Thabit in
what
half.
A moment. Yeah. We threw him over his back.
One of the great moments, maybe the greatest, honestly. That and Brandon Knight and winning that Big East title where he was playing on a hurt leg and dove for the ball late in the game.
Yeah.
Ronald Ramon beating West Virginia. But I think that might have been the greatest moment of 21st century Pitt basketball is when he nearly pulled that guy's arm out of the socket, Ray.
Yeah, I covered Pitt from Jamie's first year at 04, I think until 12 or something like that. I think six of the first 7 years on the beat, Joe, they were in the Big East championship game. It was an unbelievable run for about 6 or 7 years when Jamie first took over.
It was great. And I'm picturing you and Ron sitting at Connecticut watching the game that night. Must have been tremendous.
It was. You know who else was there? Jim Barger, who is back at the Post-Gazette now. Jim was working for ESPN there.
How do you like this Post-Gazette trivia, Donnie? This is exciting.
We're going down memory lane here.
We are. Jim was in the crowd that day.
You got some numbers for me on rookie quarterbacks?
So he is 11-4 in 15 games since the departure of Dick LeBeau.
Okay. So that hopefully will get this person to please stop tweeting me about this. What's the winning percentage? Divide 11 by 15, Donnie. I know you knew that, and I didn't mean to insult
you. Joe, you never give a journalist a math question on air. You know that.
I know, but Donnie has a phone, which means he has a calculator. 11 divided by 15.
Ray, 73.
73%. Okay. So his overall number is 80. Since LeBeau left, he's 73. So the guy's probably typing up a tweet right now. See, I told you his percentage went down. He's 11-4. And by the way, a couple of the guys that beat him are pretty good. C.J. Stroud, Dak Prescott, and Carson Wentz won a lot of games as rookies. Thank you. Ray, you have a prediction
on that? Not so much DTR.
No, not. Although, do you blame the defense in that one? Ray?
A little bit. I mean, didn't DTR get on the field late in the game?
He stinks. I guess that's the point. Who's going to win this game?
I like the Steelers in a close game. You know, you mentioned Tomlin against rookie quarterbacks. I think Daniels is going to make some plays, but I think the Steelers win this one by a field goal. I'll say 27-24.
You'll be happy to know that DTR's only career win, I believe, so far is against the Steelers, Donnie. Did you know that?
Oh, that's tremendous. He's
going
to put that
on
his mantle.
That's a lie. He's 5-4. 5-4, so he actually won some games.
That's a better record with the Browns than Deshaun Watson.
Everybody's been better than him. Literally, every single person they've trotted through there since he got there is better than him.
Jolie's going to quarterback that offense to a better winning percentage.
He might. You ready, Ray, for a little free association? We've gone past time here with all our diversions. Are you ready?
I'll play by the rules. Go ahead.
More touchdowns in this game, Jalen or Najee?
Najee.
Over, under, touchdown passes for Jaden Daniels, 1.5.
Under.
Russell Wilson, 1.5.
Over.
Minka finally has a turnover.
Yes.
He hasn't had one of those since Mulsey had hair. I don't know if you were aware of that. Who has the better game, George Pickens or Terry McLaurin?
Let's go McLaurin.
Joey Porter Jr. follows McLaurin all over the field.
I'll say no.
Mike Williams over under 0.5 catches.
Over slightly.
Mike Williams over under 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Did you say Preston Smith is going to play for sure?
I mean, I would imagine because I don't think Herbig's going to play, so yeah.
Over under 0.5 sacks for him.
Under.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions. Donnie, would you like to say goodbye
to
Ray?
Goodbye, Ray. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the game, guys. See you.
See you, buddy. Nice man, isn't he, Donnie?
The best man.
He was your best man? Oh, you're not married yet. I apologize.
Could you imagine if I had Ray as my best man?
It would be great. It would be tremendous. A fellow college offensive lineman. I think it would be fantastic. Coming up next, let's do a little numbers game, shall we, Donnie? This is the one that the people have been waiting for. The numbers that tell the inside story of this matchup. And that was one of mine that I was going to use was 25. Mike Tomlin, 25-6 against rookie quarterbacks. The third best winning percentage of any NFL head coach since 1950. These are the types of things you're going to get in the numbers game coming up next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.